Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Thursday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Look, I do want to remind you off the top, if you're not a subscriber at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3, you need to do so now. There's really no better time to join than now. Ole Miss is a college football playoff favorite. A lot of hype around the football team. Lane Kiffin entering year 5. Jackson Dart in year 3. Tons of offensive weapons. The defense has been overhauled via the portal. I really don't know if there's a better time. But when you join us at the Ole Miss Spirit community, several things that you get that not everybody gets. With a premium subscription, you get access to the Rebels only forum, the Ole Miss Spirit, which is churning and burning every day. We have a lot of fun there. We talk a lot of Ole Miss. We talk a lot of everything else, but mostly Ole Miss. You're going to get exclusive premium content from myself and everybody else at the site. You're going to get a reduced ad experience. I know that that's kind of a pain, but look, it's the world we live in. Got to pay the bills. We give a daily newsletter that you get via email, and the Ole Miss Spirit mobile app will send you alerts whenever we do post anything on the website. So can't encourage you any more than I can right now to join us. This 2024 season is certainly set up to be a lot of fun. Before we get into today's show, I do want to remind you, each and every show here is brought to you by our friends at College Corner, collegecornerstore.com, or check them out if you can get there in person. Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood, Scott, the folks there take care of us, and they will take care of you. All right. So took some inspiration from our friends over at KSR, the Kentucky On3 site. Nick Roche and the rest of that gang do a phenomenal job covering the Wildcats. They started a thread for unpopular opinions, and it was percolating. It was a lot of fun over there. So I decided to do my own twist and make it unpopular recruiting opinions. So I figured, hey, let's just see what we got. Let's see what the folks at the Ole Miss Spirit have got for me. So you guys had a lot of fun with this, and a lot of good unpopular opinions. So look, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it here. All right. First one. And there was a lot of O-line talk on the thread here, and I'm gonna take this one, and we're gonna get after it, and then we'll touch on the other ones as we go. I'm not gonna say I'll say all the numbers just this once. Anon 171-3055-473 said our O-line, high school recruiting or lack thereof, should be a felony. That's stern but fair. Look, Ole Miss on paper has not done a really good job with high school recruiting. Now, what John Garrison and the rest of that offensive staff and the assistants and the GAs and all the analysts with the offensive line have done a great job in the portal, especially this cycle. I mean, you go and get two dudes from Washington who are on the best offensive line in the country, and Julius Buello and Nate Calipo, and then you get Jerquan Scott, a guy that's played a lot of football and is going to be, in my opinion, one of the bigger pieces of this team in 2024 because of the versatility. I think that's big, but I understand the gripe, especially this cycle, two guys in the state that are highly ranked. I've already talked about it on the board, and I've talked about it in a couple of intel pieces. I think Ole Miss has moved away from Mario Nash. I don't want to say he's completely removed from the board, but they are, in my opinion, moving away from him. He's committed to Mississippi State. I think there are questions about the position. I talked with a lot of people at the recruiting and personnel symposium that was here in Nashville, and there was a lot of talk about fit and size, speed, and how coaches project and how they scout and evaluate and all that. And a lot of talk about measurables. And if you look at Mario Nash listed as an offensive tackle, I don't know if that is where his home will be in college. I think he's more interior. I personally think he would be a great center because of the length, and he's already pretty big, but not the measurables you want, you know, arm size, wingspan, weight when it comes to an offensive tackle. But Tyler Miller, big one. Ole Miss is still fighting there. They're going to try their best to flip him from LSU. That's one that you got to get, and it's tough. I know we'll probably get into it here. There's a question, I believe, around these same parameters. But, look, everybody kind of cherry picks in Mississippi. And having another Power Four program inside the same state that's not a huge state is a detriment to Ole Miss. And it has been for decades in recruiting inside the state of Mississippi. But, yeah, I think that's fair. I wouldn't go as far as say it's a felony. But, yeah, the high school offensive line recruiting – I've been kind of shocked, to be honest, because John Garrison was a highly touted dude when Ole Miss hired him. And I think that, you know, he coached a first rounder at NC State. I'm shocked that he's kind of, you know, hasn't really got his footing yet recruiting wise. But with the portal being so important and so crucial to building a roster and how Ole Miss has implemented it, I don't think it's a huge detriment, but you do need that quality depth at such an important position, especially in the SEC. All right, kind of along those same lines, I just said it was around the parameters of that previous question, but here we are. Rebel Bagman says, I think you have to, quote, buy the top 2 to 3 recruits in your state every year. LSU has made a career of keeping teams out of Louisiana. I can't say I disagree. Louisiana is notorious, or LSU, I should say, is notorious for prospects inside the state of Louisiana, coming in the 10th, 11th, 12th hour, submitting an offer, flipping, snagging someone from the clutches of another program. It's happened to Ole Miss quite a bit. And I think that there's, like, this probably had something to do with money. But again, it's hard for Ole Miss to, quote, dominate the state because of Mississippi State being a factor. And it doesn't really matter what Mississippi State is going to be, what they were the previous year. Mississippi State has NIL. They have boosters. They have something to offer to everyone. Not every prospect is going to want to go to Mississippi State, but there is a niche there for a prospect. So it's hard to do that, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I disagree at all. top 2 to 3 every year. I mean, this year you're looking at Caleb Cunningham, Deuce Knight, and A.K. Deer, just to name a few of the top three. So, yeah, that's I don't hate that strategy. I don't know. It all comes down to evaluations and where Ole Miss feels that these prospects fit inside the scheme. Because it's not always going to be, hey, we got to take the top three dudes every year. They're not always going to pan out. They're not always going to fit in your scheme. So I like where your head's at, Rebel Bagman. I don't think that's a terrible strategy, but yeah. All right, moving along here, we've got Johnny Rebel. Ole Miss has the worst compliance team in the history of college athletics. There's been history of this. Going back to my days as an undergrad with Jarrell Poe, and now I would imagine Johnny Rebel's bringing this up because of Deion Smith. Look, I don't think there's going to be anything to trip Deion Smith up from what I'm hearing, from what Ben Garrett's hearing, from what Chuck Brownsville's hearing. This is just dotting the I's, crossing the T's kind of thing. But there's plenty of time for Deion Smith to get acclimated. I don't think he has to be at every single fall camp practice. He's already been working. He's been in Oxford. He's been in the playbook. He's been working with the coaches. He's been talking with the coaches. This isn't just some guy that's just going to come in green and has no idea what's going on. But yeah, it's a fair opinion to have at this point with the debacle years ago with Jordan Wilkins being ineligible, had to sit out because he was credit shy for a semester. It's bad. DJ Rebby Reb says signing Shea Patterson was a good thing. It wasn't his fault that his time at Ole Miss didn't work out. I agree with that. I'd go as far to say that it was a great thing for Ole Miss. I mean, it was a groundbreaking signee for Ole Miss. He was part of that 2016 class that was so, so top heavy, but getting Shea Patterson early was crucial in getting guys like Greg Little and AJ Brown and DK Metcalf and so on and so forth. That you got to have a quarterback. You got to have that leader under center. It's a quarterback league. It's a quarterback sport, whether it's college or NFL. So having that guy to point to and being, hey, this is the guy that you're going to play for. This is the guy that's going to throw you the passes. This is who you're blocking for. This is who you're getting those third down stops for. It's crucial. I know that the career at Ole Miss wasn't what everybody expected it to be. It was very underwhelming for a guy that was a five-star, number one player in the country type talent. But look, there's no doubt there were flashes, and I don't think the previous staff did him a lot of favors. At times, there were some play-calling issues. I thought that there were some questionable decisions, and yeah, there were some egregious losses that don't all fall on Shea Patterson's shoulders. So yeah, I agree. It was a great thing for Ole Miss to sign Shea Patterson. All right, so moving along here. This is from JD124. Spicy take. He says, I post this because I know Auburn fans in particular get mad about him. JD is referencing Ole Miss here, land Deuce Knight, and it snowball effects into us flipping Caleb Cunningham and getting A.K. Deer back. Less spicy take, Winston Watkins comes to Ole Miss and ends up being the next Elijah Moore and gets 2 1,000-yard seasons and goes round two in the draft. Pretty hefty there. I don't think that's a crazy take there with Deuce Knight. I was just talking about quarterback and how important it is. Caleb Cunningham mentioned that when I talked to him at Juice Fest. He talks to Deuce Knight a lot. They talk about the prospective duo, them two at Ole Miss together, throwing to him, catching touchdown passes, playing for Lane Kiffin together. A.K. Deer, we've talked about it ad nauseum at this point. Ole Miss wants him. I think that it's definitely a possibility for A.K. Deer to get back into Ole Miss's 2025 class. Again, I still say the longer that he goes undecided and not flipping to Bama, the better for Ole Miss. Everybody kind of thought it was going to be instantaneous. And look, Kalen DeBoer and that staff have done a phenomenal job top five class. They're kind of battling back and forth with Ohio State and Oregon and LSU for the top class right now. But yeah, good on Ole Miss for fending off Alabama for the time being. And yeah, I mean, landing someone like Deuce Knight is definitely going to help you with other guys, especially on offense. Winston Watkins, it's look, 2,000-yard seasons is a lot, especially with how Ole Miss has recruited at the skill positions in the recent cycles, especially with the portal. It's a lot of yardage to go around for one guy. Now, that's not to say that Winston Watkins can't be special. I think he is. I think he's a really, really talented guy that fits what Ole Miss likes to do. I think he is absolutely at the top of the board for Ole Miss and would be a really, really fun weapon to watch on Saturdays. If you want just some kind of self-promotion here, I did interview Cody Belair last week, and we talked about several prospects, and he talked about Winston Watkins and what he thinks about his game and how he translates to college. That's a really good listen because Cody is dude's been in a bunch of offices, been in a lot of war rooms. He knows what you need to get at the Power Four level. So if anybody knows what a back-to-back 1,000-yard season guy that is going to go top two rounds in the draft, Cody knows what it looks like. So go give that a listen. He can give you a little more insight on Watkins' game. Brooks Boutwell says, my unpopular take is that we, being Ole Miss, don't have a chance on Deuce Knight. I don't think that's true at all. Talking with some Auburn folks, Cole Pinkston and those guys over at Auburn Live do a fantastic job covering that beat. And it's not exactly a foregone conclusion that Notre Dame's out of the picture. After all, he's still committed to Notre Dame. But I do think that it is heavily leaning towards an SEC destination for Deuce Knight. Auburn is the favorite right now, as our guy Steve Wolfong said. Ole Miss is a, quote, dark horse. But, yeah, Deuce said it last year that he wanted to watch some games. And I think he's going to be watching games closely this year because, look, Ole Miss is must-see TV this year. It's a top six program in the country per the AP poll. I mean, you've seen college football playoff projections left and right. Ole Miss is in it. So, yeah, Deuce Knight's absolutely going to be watching games this year. He's probably very keen on what a Hugh Freeze offense is going to look like. You still got Peyton Thorne there, but you've got some added cachet at the skill positions. So, yeah, I think that Deuce is not going to rush this decision. If anything, I think he sticks with Notre Dame through the fall and will probably make a decision after his senior season, if I had to guess right now. Because I thought if it was going to happen, it would have already happened. He probably would have ripped the Band-Aid off already. But, you know, things change. It's recruiting, you know, spoiler alert. So that could be right. Could be way off. Deuce could flip right now while I'm doing the show. But no, I think Ole Miss is very, very, very much in the picture for Deuce Knight. I think Ole Miss has made it very clear that it's Deuce Knight or bust in the 2025 class with the depth already in that room with Walker Howard, AJ Maddox, who's just been lighting it up in fall camp, and obviously Austin Simmons. Competition's going to be a big one. It's going to be thick. So, yeah, the depth chart avenue at Auburn is a little bit more straight. You're going to have some switchbacks at Ole Miss. It's going to be a lot of competition. So I don't think that scares Deuce Knight at all. Typically, elite prospects don't really care about others, but the numbers are still there. All right. 6 Point says AK Deer isn't as good as his recruiting ranking and will be at a G5 school in a few years. Look, this is unpopular opinion day, so everyone's entitled to having an unpopular opinion. I would disagree. I stood next to a couple scouts at the Under Armour camp in Atlanta earlier this year, and several said they thought that AK Deer was the best running back in this class. sure, he hasn't played college yet, so you can be all world in high school. It doesn't matter. You can get to college and not pan out, not work. But I think whether it's Ole Miss or Alabama for AK Deer, both schemes cater to what he does well, very, very well. His skill set is something that I think is coveted in high school football and in college. Good in between the tackles, home run speed, can get out, catch the ball out of the backfield. That's hard to find all in one package. So, yeah, I would disagree. I mean, sure, he could not pan out and end up at Troy or go to Memphis, whatever. But I think wherever AK Deer goes, he's going to have a lot of success. All right. Reb Guy 22. Caleb Cunningham is good, but way, way overrated. We have to start hitting on and playing some of our high school signees. Living and dying by the portal will eventually bite us in the ass. I'm assuming it was blurred out. I'm assuming it's three-letter expletives. I'm assuming that's what that is. He also says Yan Banks ends up a top three-round NFL pick. But I don't hate that one bit. Dude was all over the place when he was at South Alabama, and I think he's going to be really good for this secondary, which I don't think is getting a ton of buzz from national pundits. I think this back end for Pete Golding is going to be really damn good. Caleb Cunningham, though, again, like it's hard. I think this is why, and look, I work for this company, but I do think the way Charles Power and Cody Belair do things is how you should do it, where it's a projection to how you translate to the professional ranks. This is not the way that they evaluate and scout is not how good of a high school player are you or how good will you be in college for two, three, 4 years. It is how do we think you translate to the NFL? Caleb Cunningham's a freak, man. He's nasty. I have yet to see him in person, but just watching film, talking to people who have seen him in person, he does things on a football field that 16, 17-year-olds should be able to do. And he does it effortlessly. Look, I know that the competition at Choctaw County's not the best in the state, but freak athlete, really good at the catch point. My only concern, if you want to say overrated, my only concern would be top-end speed. But I don't know if that's really his game. He's not asked to be a burner and to just take the top off the defense every play. I think he's a really skilled guy at the catch point. Like I said, he can high point the ball. He's a basketball player. He does some viral worthy dunks on the basketball court and makes it look really, really easy. I told somebody once that it looks like he's playing on an 8-foot goal with some of the stuff that he can do. I think overrated is a little bit much, but sure. I mean, yeah, you got to wait and see what he does at the college level. It's great to, you know, the Dandy Dozen just came out. The Clarion Ledger put that list out. Caleb Cunningham's on it. That's awesome. That's great. Something to be proud of. But yeah, I mean, what are you going to do in college?
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Ben Six, the Lamborghinis and super nice cars work for recruiting. I said this on another thread, but we basically only recruit slot receivers out of high school, and no wonder they all flop. Losing the big Utah receiver commit is going to hurt. Tired of recruiting high school players almost exclusively as depth pieces and recruiting over them with transfers. I want top 10 high school classes and would rather be top 10 in both then top 25 high school and top 3 in transfer. Yes, top 10 classes are good. That is a great point, Ben Six. But, yeah, at the top, the Lamborghinis and stuff, yeah, I mean, that's cool. That's what kids like. They want the photo shoots. They want to do the cool stuff. Not a lot of people get to sit in a Lamborghini or an Aston Martin or a Bentley. So that's cool. I do think that it can get a little overdone. The market gets kind of oversaturated with it where everybody's doing it now. Texas does it. It seems like every big recruiting weekend they have like 19 cars out in front of the stadium, which is cool. Again, that's awesome. Expensive things are typically cool. But yeah, I do think it works at least to get dudes on campus. And we've said that for years with recruiting, you know, follow the visits. You know, if you can get them on campus, if it's just like, you know, X five-star is like, hey, man, I heard Lane Kiffin's got not only an Aston Martin, but a Bentley. And he's got a Phantom. Yeah, I want to go get some photos done. Sure. They might initially want to come just for the photos, but then campus, you get them talking, you take them around, you talk to the mom, talk to the dad, whoever, it helps. The slot receiver thing, I would have to talk to Ben Six to ask him to specify here, because I think a lot of it gets misconstrued with, well, this guy's 5'11 or he's 6 foot, so he's a slot guy. I mean, that's not always the case. Ole Miss is going to play everybody in multiple spots. Now, Trey Harris is going to primarily be on the outside. Juice Wells is going to primarily be on the outside. Jordan Watkins is going to typically be a slot guy, but you look at games last year, you look at Kiffin's whole career, he's going to move dudes around. He's going to try to find a weak spot. He's going to try to find a matchup that he can expose, and he will do it over and over. So I think it's more of not a slot receiver being all Ole Miss is looking for. I think it's more of a skill set and more of a how do you translate into the system and into the culture. And then recruiting high school players as depth pieces. Unfortunately, I think that's kind of how this recruiting thing is going now, how college football has evolved. Sure, you have the can't miss guys, the five stars that are going to play right away. You look at this year, I think there's a good chance Traveris Banks is going to play a lot as a true freshman. I think Cam Franklin and William Eccles are going to play a lot as true freshmen. AJ Maddox may not play, but it's a very rare situation that Ole Miss finds itself in right now with Jackson Dart being a third-year guy under center. doesn't happen a lot in college football anymore. So let's say if Jackson Dart went to the NFL last year, then it's a three-way race to be the starting quarterback. And by all returns from fall camp, AJ Maddox has looked awesome. So, yeah, high school dudes are always going to be depth pieces almost from the jump every time. But, yeah, sure, you're going to get those dudes that are different. You're going to get the Laremy Tunsils, the Robert Kimdichis, the Laquan Treadwells, the AJ Browns. You're going to get those guys. The Quinshon Judkins played a lot as a freshman. You're going to get some that are just going to, you know, hey, we got to play them. But look, for the most part, they're always depth pieces. And look, as long as Kiffin is there until something changes, he shows no signs of getting away from the portal. And I think it's great for Ole Miss. And I'm not picking on you, Ben Six, but I know a lot of Ole Miss people grovel about the portal and, you know, hey, like, I don't like this. It should be back to, you know, how it used to be. But look, you know, don't tell anybody, but, you know, the portal is why Ole Miss is really good right now. So you don't want to mess that up. All right. Quinshon is the best running back in the league. Wish we paid him. This is from Murph _. In the league, I would guess Murph is talking about just in the country. Wish we paid him. Look, I don't have the exact figure. I didn't see the contract. But Quinshon Judkins was asking for a lot. And we talked about it on our show. Ben's talked about it. Ole Miss decided to allocate resources elsewhere. And I think it was more so a chemistry, pro mindset, culture kind of thing too. Where at this point, it's no secret that Quinshon Judkins kind of butted heads with people. So I think it was a number of factors, but there's no doubt that the dude's talented. No one is saying that. No one is discrediting what he did at Ole Miss and how he got to Ohio State. I think it's evident. Ryan Day is not just going to take some dude just to take him. Ryan Day and Ohio State, they think that he can play. They're going to put him next to Travion Henderson. They're going to have a lot of fun. I think with those two dudes, they're going to have some quite the 1-2 punch in the Big Ten. But yeah, I didn't disagree with how Ole Miss handled it. I thought that that was best for the team. I think if you keep Quinshon Judkins, you're not getting Prince Umamion. You're not getting Walter Nolan. Probably not getting Juice Wells. I think that it was paramount for Ole Miss to make the tough decision and move on in order to fill out the rest of this team. And I think that I don't think anybody would argue that it worked out for the best, regardless of how good Quinshon Judkins is. Man_bear_shark says high school player ratings do indeed matter in recruiting. It's everything. No, there's a reason that the best teams in the country tend to have high blue chip percentages. Yeah. Look, this day and age with technology and the amount of people on staff, and I mean, I saw it firsthand at the symposium. So many people work in recruiting now. So many staffers. You've got so many analysts, so many student assistants. You got DPPs, you got GMs. The amount of legwork and research that goes into recruiting now, it's hard for people to screw up rankings because there are just so many people doing it. And like at the end of the day, you got to trust your coaches, right? You got to trust Lane Kiffin. You got to trust what Billy Glasscock and Alex Brown are doing in that recruiting office. So, I do think that they matter. I do think rankings do. I agree. I think that stars do matter. I know that's always been a point of contention with recruiting, but the data is there. And Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Texas, all of those programs get the blue chips year in, year out. It matters. Talk about the quality depth, and you know, people don't like it. You know, well, high school guys are just here for depth, and then they're going to leave after 1 or 2 years. Well, you still got to get them. Okay, it doesn't matter. They're a quote depth piece. You get them on campus, you get them in your system, you get them in the weight room, you get them on the nutrition plan. You figure out how they can work with your program. I think that's huge. Moving on, I think that. Yeah, the rankings are absolutely going to matter, and they're going to continue to matter just because of the amount of research that's put into it. MISIPI says, we lose both Howard and Simmons to the portal before spring practice. I don't think that's true. In fact, I think they both stay. I think they're both going to be fighting for that starting spot. And like, I think Walker Howard's just perfectly fine being at Ole Miss. I think he likes being at Ole Miss. I think he's comfortable. I think that he feels that he can challenge for that spot. And look, if he loses the starting job to Austin Simmons before the 2025 season, it only takes one missed block. It only takes one non-contact injury. It only takes one bad lick, a concussion, whatever. And then he's in the game. So, no, I think he's still going to be there. I think they're both going to be there. I think both are going to contend for that starting job. Bradley Sal is a mole planted by Kiffin to scare recruits away from cow dung you. That's from Womp Rat. Nah, Kiffin doesn't care. Kiffin doesn't care about what Mississippi State's doing in recruiting. I'm telling you. I bet a lot of money if you ask Lane Kiffin right now, he would say he didn't care. SW Rebel, Jacoby Hobson will have a better college career than his teammate Cam Franklin. Ooh, that is spicy. I don't know. That's interesting. I think, again, like I said earlier, Cam Franklin has been awesome so far in fall camp, and any other year he would probably be in the two deep. Hobson is, in my opinion, a stud. He does a lot of things well. He's very versatile. He's a great athlete. I think he's going to be a big part of the defense for years to come. So that's tough. It's high praise if so, because I think Cam Franklin's going to be really damn good. Moving along here as we try not to double up and talk about some of similar topics. This is from Chris from Roosters. Regaining the stronghold of Memphis recruiting needs to be a huge priority. I wouldn't say huge priority. I think it's just a year-by-year thing. I think you got to just look at the prospects that are in Memphis. I know it was a big thing back in the day. There was a lot of talent in Memphis. There still is. But, again, it just matters how they fit into what Ole Miss wants to do, how the staff evaluates them. Obviously, this cycle, Ole Miss really wants Jamarion Morrow. He's from Memphis. And I do think that, that's a priority for just Jamarion Morrow. I don't think there's anybody else as of right now in the city of Memphis that Ole Miss is looking at. I wouldn't call it a huge priority. But, yeah, sure, if there's 4, 5, 6 Power Four dudes that are in Memphis, then, yeah, it's a huge priority, that cycle. But you can't – the geographical thing, just looking at, you know, trends and things over the years, Memphis has kind of dipped off a little bit in terms of Power Four talent. Agent Stevens said, we don't have the chops to keep up in the NIL world. Glad we had a head start on others, but everyone is caught up at this point. Adding OU in Texas hurts because they have deep pockets. The only chance Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, has at keeping up is if we merge Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think Ole Miss has proven with the Grove Collective that it's very much a factor in the NIL world. Sure, there's going to be other programs that have more money, but I think Ole Miss has done a really nice job of picking their spots with who gets a big chunk of the NIL pie every cycle. Walker Jones and the rest of that crew at the Grove Collective have done a really nice job navigating this world. And yeah, they got a huge head start, but Ole Miss is still respected and held in high regard when it comes to collectives around the country. Let's see. I missed one. All right. Vampire Reb says Hugh Freeze is a good coach and Auburn will be the surprise team in the SEC this year. Hugh Freeze is a good coach. I'm fine with that statement. But let's talk about Hugh, the coach, first, and then we'll talk about Auburn, the team, this year. Hugh is always going to get in his own way, unfortunately. That's always been the case. He had great teams at Ole Miss, but then there would be games that Ole Miss would lose and had no business losing. you know, the 2016 Ole Miss team that had A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Dawson Knox, Van Jefferson, just a loaded team. Still lost to a terrible Vandy team and still lost to a terrible Mississippi State team. I know that's just one side of the ball, but when you have that kind of talent, you have no business losing to under 500 teams like that. I mean, just getting whipped. Got whipped by Vandy, got whipped by Mississippi State. Can't have that. We saw it last year. Auburn got whipped by New Mexico State. And it wasn't even close. I mean, I sat there and watched that game, and it was not even close. Auburn was just basically trying to run the clock out and get out of there because it was embarrassing. He can get in his bag, though, with offensive play calling. You know, it's evident. He beat Alabama twice, and we had a lot of success at Ole Miss offensively. But, yeah, I think Auburn is still a couple years away. I'm not a believer in Peyton Thorne. You're putting a lot on somebody like Cam Coleman, who's a true freshman, to be a go-to guy in the SEC. That's a lot to ask of a young kid. And there's just not a lot of flash there for me. There's not a lot of – I don't know. I don't think Auburn will be the surprise team in the SEC. I'll leave it at that. They're recruiting extremely well. Hugh has obviously got that collective rolling. I just don't think that Auburn is there yet at all. All right. As we come to a close here, let's pick a couple more. Let's see. This is interesting. Mandy G. How many did we lose to other SEC members in the portal? Trying to rack my brain here. That's interesting. I'm trying to none jump off the top of my head right now. Trying to go through some other teams and see. I mean, I would say just kind of perusing other commitment lists for transfers. Kendrick Blackshire went to Texas, but now he's at UT San Antonio, so it didn't pan out at Texas. I mean, you look at somebody like Isaiah Bond, who went from Alabama to Texas. I know Ole Miss was interested in Isaiah Bond. It's not a lot, to be honest. I mean, you look at somebody like Auburn. Nobody really jumps out to me at Auburn or a player that Ole Miss really wanted. I mean, a year ago, Ole Miss really wanted Donovan Kaufman from Vandy. He went to Auburn. So there's one. It's not, you know, recent, but there is one right there. I mean, it wasn't the portal, but, you know, talking about Kentucky and the inspiration behind this whole thread. I mean, Ole Miss wanted Barry and Brown bad, and he went to Kentucky, and he flirted with getting into the portal, but never did. That is one Ole Miss would have loved to have. Elijah Badger was on the peripheral for Ole Miss from Arizona State, the wide receiver. He went to Florida. Yeah, it's not a ton. Not a ton. That SEC to SEC thing is difficult now with the ruling. But, yeah, there's not a ton of dudes that Ole Miss has lost in conference. Let's see. Last one here. This one's from Tiger Tamer. My unpopular opinion is that if our recruiting staff has evaluated two players close to equal, take the Mississippi kid every time. We sign a lot of three stars from Alabama and Texas. Surely there are equal players in state that would be more likely to stay here instead of jumping in the portal. Yeah, again, I disagree. I think it comes down to the body of work. I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, earlier somebody had a hot take on Caleb Cunningham, Deuce Knight, saying that they're overrated. They don't play anybody. Competition's not great in Mississippi. I think that's certainly a factor. I think staffs, not just Ole Miss, I think other staffs, look at that. I was talking to some people at the symposium about that, where it's like, you know, the state of Mississippi is always really good at skill guys, trenches, defensive ends, like edge guys. There's some offensive linemen that come from the state of Mississippi. Running back and wide receiver seem to kind of be the specialty. So, yeah, it depends on the position, but I think a lot of it is more of how has this guy performed at the high school level right now? Who is this guy playing against on Friday nights? And then how do they translate to college? So I don't think the state should matter. I understand the idea and where Tiger Tamer is coming from. You're trying to build around the state, but yeah, I don't think it matters anymore. The guys from Mississippi or Texas or Georgia or Alaska, they're not playing. They're probably going to get in the portal. That's just kind of the nature of it. So, yeah, that was fun. That was we had a lot of good unpopular opinions. I appreciate everybody jumping in the thread and adding some unpopular opinions to make this show possible. If you haven't noticed, when you're on YouTube, you've seen the ticker, you've seen the ads. But if you're not, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, I do want to remind you, show is brought to you by Roback. You can see I've got the Roback lightweight hoodie on. Look, I'm down in the basement, so it's kind of cool down here. But look, this thing is still fine. I mean, the weather has been phenomenal this week in Nashville, but it's really not super hot, even when it's, you know, high 80s. I mean, I'm not going to wear this thing outside for 3 to 4 hours, but it's lightweight enough to where it breathes and it's nice. So go to roback.com, snag some swag, use promo code JUICE for 20% off. Speaking of promo codes, homefieldapparel.com, go check them out. Promo code is LASTDANCE24 for 15% off your first purchase. They've got some VIP boxes that'll be back in stock soon. Got some 88 and 97 designs on some of the new items. They're really cool. Check out Homefield Apparel at homefieldapparel.com. And last but certainly not least, our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. Get your free quote. Call them 601-953-8449 or check them out, usabg.com/DMOAK. Get your free quote and cut those health insurance premiums 20 to 30%. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the flagship. This has been fun. I liked the unpopular opinion idea. Like I said at the top of the show, join us, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. Tons of cool features. You get to join the community. You get to talk unpopular opinions. You get to talk about fall camp. You get to talk about Deion Smith as much as you want. Come join us at the Ole Miss Spirit. We have a lot of fun. Newsletter, premium articles, you know, breaking news, all of that and more at omspirit.com. No better time to join than now with what is going to be a landmark season for the Ole Miss football program in 2024. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate all the sponsors. That's going to do it. I'm Zach Berry. This has been the flagship. Until next week, we're out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.